truly, why do I continue to struggle and fight against the Islamic Republic, even though it has shown me affection, been kind to me, and made me famous? Honestly, after all this kindness shown to me, I fight against those who have been kind to me? It is because I believe your pain is my pain, your sorrow is my sorrow, and in this world of compulsion and obligation, I am free to choose whether to be with the wolves and dogs or with you, my compatriot. It's not about me, it's about us. The souls of wolves and dogs are separate, but united are the souls of the lions of God. Welcome to 88. Welcome to Restart, the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to Restart. Well, welcome to Restart. 88. 12 more to go to reach 100. Thank you for being with us during this time. Thank you for promoting us. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for telling others. You and I have made every effort to ensure that the things said in Phase 1 are accomplished. Meaning in Phase 1, we strive to reach 51% so that a massacre does not happen and no one dies. And let me tell you, whether it's the Basiji, the Revolutionary Guards, the person who doesn't know or the person who knows, we want to make them understand that we love them and we want them to return to the right path of restart. Thanks to everyone who made an effort for us to reach 51%, for which we have very little time, perhaps no more than 40 days left to reach 51% in society. Dear Restarty, anyway, you and I tried. No danger will come to you and me, because when you understand, you just understand. And when you don't, you don't. But the fact is that you and I are obligated to love those who do not understand, or to try to make them understand the issue, or if they don't understand, at least they should know. This is the work you and I must do on planet Earth, because on this planet, this determinism and free will that exists for you and me in this period of time from birth to death is a determinism and free will that brings you to perfection. We are slowly taking Restart to places where we can see that after episode 100, we will understand the subject of Restart more easily. Let's see what the Sufis, philosophers, and the people of mysticism, wisdom, and the wise have said that we haven't understood for thousands of years. I mean, at least in the last 108,000 years of the New Human series. And I've said this several times, from the people of mysticism before 108,000 years ago. I mean, the people of mysticism are far ahead of the archaeologists. This 108,000 years that I'm talking about, 108,000 years with four or five major events on Earth, the presence of humanity on Earth in a different form and in its evolutionary cycle, a special cycle with a new form. But whether humanity existed before 108,000 years ago or not, the people of mysticism say a short sentence, and it is this: if I do not exist, God does not exist. Mr. Husseini, everything just changed completely. Exactly, if I don't exist, no God comes into being. The main problem starts from here, that I exist, therefore God exists. This is a very great secret that we want to gradually open up in episode 100, and then 101, 102. What does it mean that I am God is, I am not, God is not? Because God exists when I exist. God exists when I exist. If I don't exist, he cannot exist. And the definition of God in mysticism is something else. So what are these stories of Adam and Eve and all that? These stories of Adam and Eve are just that, stories. Meaning they heard things from the people of mysticism and spiritual philosophy. They asked this question, for example, the answer was given 1400 years ago, 2000 years ago, but since they didn't understand the subject, they just parroted it, meaning they don't know the answer. Such a question was just raised, and these poor souls, because they don't know the subject, can't explain it. Meaning they were asked, "Sir, how did this happen?" And we're told, "Sir, it happened like this." Just like the words of Azizuddin Nasafi, which science has not yet reached. For example, what is talent? He says, the souls of wolves and dogs are human talent. He says, talent exists within every sperm. Where is the sperm? We've explained it before. We said the world of the physical, the angelic, and the divine. The world of the divine is a place like the human sperm. What does that mean? Everything in it grows badly, understands badly.
Meaning, as long as a baby is in the mother's womb, they call it a little mystic. A little mystic means a tiny mystic seeing things at their peak, peak, peak. If it's a very intelligent baby, it understands it's in water. Now, if it's extremely intelligent, the maximum it can do, if it exercises any free will, is to understand that there's a liver around its waist, around its head, and a tube, and so on. This is called the mysticism of a child in the mother's womb. When the child comes out of the womb, it becomes a mystic. It understands that the sun exists, the moon exists, and billions upon billions upon billions of whatever it can think of exist to be understood. For now, we've understood a little about the orbit of the moon. We're wandering a bit in the solar system. Maybe in 500 years, 1,000 years, it will understand more. So the child in the womb is a little mystic, and when it comes out, it becomes a mystic to all that which has no end, meaning it can understand infinity. It has to understand infinity in 100 years, meaning if a child lives for 100 years, how much of infinity can it understand? It cannot understand it all. So the complete human is like Google. Whatever you search for in it exists. This is called the mystical perspective of a child after leaving the womb. So determinism and freedom will exist in the mother's womb. You see that the child is compelled to grow in that space in the mother's womb. What's the next compulsion? The next compulsion comes out of a 2x4 space. It comes out of a mom's 1x2 space. It enters, what, a 50-square-meter house, a planet Earth, a solar system. See, its compulsion got bigger. If you pay attention, the compulsion in the womb is tiny. The compulsion after birth is a much bigger compulsion. So compulsion is evolving, and free will is also evolving. Meaning in the mother's womb, you can move 2 legs to the left and right. At most, you do a somersault that makes the mother scream, or you give 2 kicks to the mother's belly so she knows you're alive. But when you come out of the womb, you can now get on an airplane and go from one country to another. You leave the realm of 2 steps and 2 centimeters and move into meters and kilometers. So the world of compulsion is advancing. You must be placed in this compulsion. Meaning before the womb, you were in the compulsion of DNA. Then in the spermatic space, the sperm formed from the mother's breast, from the father's back. Now you are in a womb, that's the compulsion there, and your free will is limited within that compulsion. Now, on to the larger planet Earth. What will happen after death? Your compulsion will continue to grow larger, this time after death, from the fourth dimension, 313, or the same 313 companions of the Imam of the time that these idiots talk about, meaning from one between 2 threes, that is 313, from its 1, very special dimensions will emerge, meaning when you die, the dimension of time is removed. When the dimension of time is removed, you then enter a world that has 3 subsequent dimensions where the past 4 dimensions, length, width, height, and time, have a very close relationship. And your new world in the future's compulsion and womb is a very large and unimaginable world. Mr. Hosseini, what is our job in the afterlife? One of your jobs is to understand time, meaning to return, to go back to time. Do we only go there to understand time? You've just arrived there, and you're beginning to understand what the mother's womb is. For example, now you have grown up, you've gone to study all this, you get a PhD, you do this and that, biography and these things, you do all of it to understand how you lived in your mother's womb. So after you pass this course, you move from a PhD to a postdoctorate. You've just realized that with X-rays, which were discovered by accident, but now that they've been discovered by accident, you can take pictures and understand things about the mother's womb and the knowledge of the mother's womb. But as long as you are in the mother's womb, you will never understand that knowledge. So after your death, when the dimension of time is removed from you, you enter another stream with another very special purgatorial body. A body whose love and passion and kisses are stronger. A body whose spirit and understanding are stronger. a body that has a larger hard drive than the brain and can understand the other 80% of our current brain, that is, the dark energy of you and me now. There, you have to return to the period of the fourth dimension to understand 1, 2, 3, and 4. Sir, how far do we go? Now we've returned, we've understood. How far do we go? It is a very deep question. We are from on high, and on high we shall go. This is a very important question for the perspective of mysticism and spiritual philosophy, and something you and I must know about. Azizuddin Nasafi says it is in the seed, your divine realm, the example of the great divine realm, meaning your divine realm is the complete human. From the divine realm that you are as a complete human to the physical and angelic realms, all these structures and these forms and these beings that exist, to understand them, we must return to the sperm to be able to fully understand the subject. Otherwise, we cannot understand. Your talent is in the sperm. What does it mean, your talent is in the sperm? It means your free will is in your hands. What you do, what you don't do. Right now, a person is born. If their talent is supposed to be in the sperm, then why does this person turn out good and that person turn out bad? That's why I said, allow me to let the program move forward a bit, and slowly we will come to talk about sin. Now let's talk about determinism and free will. Now we have to see what we should do. Should we go to heaven? What does heaven even look like? Maybe we do good things and go to hell instead of heaven. What is God anyway? What does he like? What has God said that we should love him? What is this being? So he says, talent is latent within human beings. Meaning, I have talent, but my growth, my evolution, my death, my life, my being crushed, my choosing, my free will is within the limits of universal compulsion. What does this mean? An apple tree cannot become a pear tree, meaning this one who is torturing, pulling out nails, cannot become an angel. The wolf tears things apart. It's very beautiful, in my opinion, very beautiful. The wolf tears, it attacks, it has mauled this one, mauled that one, it eats that one, eats this one, it mauls 100, eats one. It has a very special character, both its mind is very beautiful, and it is a being and necessary for the universe of you and me. Okay, now I have risen up against the wolf, and it's completely right. I have truly risen up against the wolf. I came and built my house. I put in a door. I put on a lock. Then slowly I separated the forest from myself. I arranged the trees. Then it became a forest. At first I was in a cave. The wolves would come and attack us. Then we put a stone in front of the cave so the wolves wouldn't come. Then we saw if the wolves didn't come, snakes did. We said, what should we do now? We said, we'll put a door. Then my wife said, oh, I'm suffocating in the cave. We said, what should we do? We made a window so she could see outside. Then slowly we brought fruit. Then we saw the fruit spoil, the food spoils. We have to keep going out to attack, keep killing people, keep killing animals. Then the refrigerator was invented. Everything you see is so that you learn how to live in the world of the physical and the angelic. This inner talent of mine slowly started to grow, but the form of my talent is not changeable. This is what Azizuddin Nasafi says. He says an apple tree cannot become a pear tree, but the apple tree has the choice to grow, become big, bear fruit, and reach perfection. It is meant to reach perfection in its appleness. So democracy is like aristocracy. This is democracy. It has another meaning. Meaning, human rights. What does that mean? It means you come, you enter into a contract, you tell another person, sir, do not oppress that other one. By whose permission do you say this? Dear Mr. Hosseini, mother, don't bring up human rights now. Yes, everything is up in the air. Human rights means I come to the official, the king, the head of state affairs, and say, you do not have the right to kill these people. By whose permission do I have the right to say this? A very important question. See, so politics is exactly like religion. You just don't pay attention to it. My intention is also to say that aristocracy means philosopher kingship, meaning, let me tell you, Sufi kingship. It means you should know that religion does the same thing. By what permission do you teach a child to pray? It doesn't need permission, his father pays us, so we recite.
We're mullahs after all. Don't we have a job? We recite. We raise his child to pray. Then slowly we also explain to him that if you strap something to yourself and explode, we'll give you 40 women in the next world. This idiot goes and gets killed as a defender of the shrine. The same thing that religion is doing, politics is doing, meaning two unknown, very dangerous entities. Neither politicians have the permission to speak against you and me or in our favor, nor do they have permission, nor do religions. Both speak, both make decisions without permission. So human rights are by whose permission? What even are human rights? How do you know that by killing locusts, animal rights are being upheld? How do you know that when the number of crocodiles decreases, the Anopheles mosquitoes, the malaria mosquitoes increase? You've just figured out what penicillin is. The door and window were accidentally left open. A mold came in, ate them, and he realized it was penicillin by chance. You discovered cholera by chance. These were all by chance. What do you know about universal science that you want to come and uphold these human rights? Where are you going to get these human rights to uphold? But it's a very good thing. Human rights are very good. You warn that king not to kill so-and-so. You just warn. Human rights is that you warn him. You don't help Hosseini set up a TV station so his words can reach the people, so the people become aware. You don't help me. You only criticize him. And you still haven't understood the difference between punishment and revenge. We don't even know what punishment is. What revenge is. Punishment means I want to make the other person understand. It comes from informing, meaning I want to make them understand that what you did was bad. Revenge means I will destroy you. He must understand. A mother hits her child because the sweets fell on the floor. She is taking revenge. But if the child understood their action was wrong, she can't hit them anymore. If her goal is the child's awakening, the child's awareness, the child's understanding, she can't hit them anymore. Then we see that throughout history, people who came for regime change had permission. I wanted to say this to get to this point. Meaning they had permission for regime change. The command was issued. When the command was issued, the forces were given to him. They know how to change the regime so that not a drop of blood comes from a restartee's nose, for example. They know it well. Or that Basiji might listen to restart over time. Maybe his opinion will change. Maybe his heart will be moved. This is a win. That is a type of killing. That is a type of torment. But when the final command is issued, whoever dies, dies like a dog. As the saying goes, died like a dog, meaning that the pinnacle of Sufism for animals is the dog. It's an example. It doesn't matter who died. Why? Because death is in his hands. It's beautiful. Life is also in his hands. Now, why did we say all this? Look, we go to Moses and we see he changes the regime. Moses changes the regime, meaning he both changes the regime and brings a new structure to religions. And he goes at the command of an Iranian to save the Iranians. The whole subject is very different. Moses also lived in the palace. He went with the Huris. Although we don't know the number of his female friends, what drinks he drank by those rivers, we don't know. What roars he let out at night, we don't know. We know nothing about Moses. We suddenly learned that Moses went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh put something in his mouth that was on fire. We understood this is fire, that is a pearl. The child doesn't understand, he didn't kill him. Then he grew up, and then suddenly he struck someone, and so happened, and he came out. No, it's not like that. Talent means when a talent exists within a human, even to become a complete human, meaning a being, a human has the talent to become a complete human, even if he doesn't want to, they will take him by force. This is the secret, meaning Moses. Moses could not have become who he was unless he absolutely had to kill someone. Meaning, if Moses had stayed in Egypt, at most he would have been the king there. In Pharaoh's place, he was his child after all. At most he would have become king, they would have called him the king of Egypt. But Moses became a king of the world. How did it happen? First he killed someone. Meaning, if he doesn't want to, but that talent is within him,
If he doesn't want to use it, they will take him by force, meaning, first he killed a man, then someone shouted, "He killed our man," he struck and killed a religious army member, and he fled. The guard is after him, the religious army is after him, women in chadors, "We have been attacked," screaming, Friday prayers, everything is ready. He fled, he became a refugee, he fled out of fear of Pharaoh, he became a complete human. Did you not understand this? Meaning, fate took him to go and change the regime. He had permission. His permission was in his talent. Who gave the talent? In the seed. The beautiful one has to give it. Everything is connected. And then he comes out. He has killed someone, a murderer. Now what deeds did he do those nights there in that palace of Pharaoh? We really can't. A murderer. We can even say with certainty that he was a murderer. Meaning, he kills someone freely, he flees, and then he reaches the state of a complete human. Time teaches him things, he becomes a shepherd. Then he comes and changes the regime, changes your religion, changes your thought, changes your wisdom, he tears down the whole structure. And his name still exists today. Okay, now tell me, what was the name of the Pharaoh before Moses? Sir, why? What do we know? What was it after him? We don't know. At that time, who was the president, the king? In Libya, we don't know. Ultimately, if Moses became the king of Egypt, we still don't know who he is now, but his name exists. This is very important, meaning Christ exists now. He comes at 30, leaves at 33. His name is Jesus. Everyone knows him. This sperm is in the inner talent of that person. So, talent cannot be changed. But within the talent you have, Aziz Nasafi says that you can discover and understand things within it, meaning it exists in my talent that I can become rich, but how rich I become is not in it. How I become rich is also not in it, meaning it is written in the world of the divine. Azizuddin Nasafi says it is written that I am rich. I have the talent that I was born from my mother's womb. Astrology, its galaxies, acceleration, gravity, magnetic field, mommy, daddy, environment. The environment has an effect too, right? If you are born in the middle of Sweden now, your eyes are green, blue, it's a light deficiency, a disease, you know, but we think it's very important. It's a deficiency of a vitamin that makes your eyes blue, otherwise the best eye color is black. Jet black hair beauties like me. Well, I'm not talking about myself, I don't want to say I'm kidding. So the environment and all these things come together for this child to be born. Every second that he is born, the next second determines what the child will become. Meaning the second Hosseini was born, if he had been born 1 second later, he would now be in the Ministry of Intelligence. He would be pulling out nails, he would be one of them. And you would be cursing me. Kasemi would be sitting in the air cursing me. If I had been born 1 second earlier, I would have been studying the same physics. My story would have been over. It has that much of an effect. It's logical too. There's an old saying that says, when you take off your sock and you decide to put your foot in the river, quickly take off your sock and put your foot in the river so that this water touches you, that energy that is supposed to reach you, because the next water, meaning a few seconds later, is not the water that was supposed to give you a good feeling. Exactly like the distinct example of the distance between the nose and the mouth. The distance between the nose and the mouth is 1 centimeter, but you can't eat with your nose, you have to eat with your mouth. See how much of an effect 1 centimeter of distance has. No matter where you stick the spoon, the food won't go down your throat. There is only one hole that you stick it in, the food goes in and goes down. Sir, I kept sticking the spoon in my nose. It didn't work. I don't know why I'm not gaining weight. You won't gain weight and your nose will get damaged too. I stuck it in the hole above. That didn't work either. There is no upper or lower hole. If you stick the spoon anywhere but the mouth, you'll be destroyed. There is a hole. They call it the mouth. Food must go into the hole. It's only there. Its place is specific. And the energies of the universe are also specific. So, complete humans are like this too.
they are taken to be brought to the point where they reach perfection. Then they are asked if they want to go back and help or not, and many other things. Everything in the universe is specific and known. We go to Rumi's poetry, the secrets he speaks of, the secrets that are clear. Meaning, if we don't understand it word for word, we won't understand what its secret is. He says, die, die, in this love, die. When you have died in this love, you will all receive the Spirit. What does this have to do with you reading it? What does it have to do with Hosseini reading it? Right now, 7 billion people in the world have no right to read this poem. Reading this poem is forbidden. You have no interpretation of this poem. By what permission do you read this poem and go make a song out of it? By what permission do you make it? Who told you to deliver this message from Rumi? Did you go and take a course in England so you can talk about mysticism too? Stringing together 4 pompous words without understanding anything. Without the permission of the Sufis, you get up and send yourself and your sons there, and 4 people in Tehran, and 2 people over there, and you are saying, a Rumi scholar, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, then the BBC invites him too. He does Rumi studies with him too. Why? Because he's scared. He's scared like a dog to invite a Sufi. He would be destroyed. The world would be destroyed. Tonight, if a Sufi goes on Fox News, the world will be destroyed, meaning tomorrow no one will come out. Then they'll ask, what happened? Is something up? What happened? Why didn't we understand these things? He says, die, die, in this love, die. When you have died in this love, you will all receive the Spirit. This means you are not receptive to the Spirit. So he is saying that only a certain group, when they die in love, they are receptive to the Spirit. The rest are receptive to being cows. The rest are receptive to being donkeys. I'll go back again. What does Azizuddin Nasafi say about the seed? He says, sir, the moment the sperm falls into the womb, it affects the child. The child's face is formed, which scientists now don't know how to change the child's face. If anyone is mixed with any other, it becomes a different shape. There are a minimum of 200,000 different shapes with different fingerprints in the mother's womb. One of which is chosen. The time when the Spirit is breathed into it and the time when it falls out of the womb, if you pay close attention to this, he is explaining the story of creation. I will go back to the beginning of the story of creation because we must reach this Spirit. The religious books say God began. The angel said, why are you doing this? He said, you don't know what's going on. Then God breathed and man came and he said, well, get out of paradise. Again, Azizuddin Nasafi explains the story, saying that when the sperm falls into the womb, so before the Spirit is breathed, someone must have become pregnant. We still don't know this. We have read the story of religions from the time that God breathed into man and the angels screamed and shouted, don't do this, don't do this. We only know this part. Before that, someone got pregnant. We don't know. So the story begins here. Azizuddin Nasafi says someone got pregnant and her face was also formed. Some Jews have also explained this here, but it's not in other books. They say God sent Gabriel from the earth to take soil. He also took soil from the sky, pressed it, put some water in it and made clay. From this clay, he made a shape, meaning they are explaining the child's face. He says, so someone was pregnant, then the child's face was formed within it. The child's face must have been formed. So we need a pregnant woman and a child's face formed. When these were made, God breathed into it. When he breathed, its spirit was formed. After its spirit was formed, it came to life. Then it saw the space was tight. It became get out of paradise. It left paradise. It left the mother's womb. He clearly says that in 4 places, the time of coming out of the womb is get out of paradise. So neither a paradise exists, nor a heaven and hell. Someone got pregnant, someone breathed into it. We still don't know who breathes into the mother's wombs. Right now, 3.5 billion women get pregnant. We don't know who breathes into them. Just like that, a baby suddenly appears. We understand its body, but we don't understand what is in its divine essence. He is explaining the story of creation exactly. Then he saw his place was tight. He asked Adam, "Is your place good?" He said, "Yes, we eat and sleep. We're going to the bathroom right here." "Its name is Paradise," he said. "No, man, this is your mom's womb. She's pregnant. Come out and see the real paradise." And everyone is crying and cursing Adam. I'm using Adam as an example. They say he threw us out of paradise. Are you upset? They'll put you back in your mother's womb to live. You eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, and you have no free will, no problems at all. Would you go back to your mom's womb? "No, Mr. Husseini. Then you won't go back to paradise either." Understand, paradise is the most foolish station in the universe. What kind of cow goes back to paradise? I have grown. I came out to see the universe, to see the galaxies. And then you say I'm going back to my mother's womb. Is the peak of religious love that I should go back into my mother's womb and in a tight place, in water, drink mommy's blood, right there? So, this is not the reality. The reality is that religions want to return you to your mother's womb. Mysticism and Sufism say the mother's womb is stable, don't go back. You ask, "Then what should I do?" He says, "We are from on high, and on high we shall go. We go up to understand the matter, and the fools bring you back down." Sir, for 108,000 years, priests, rabbis, mullahs, and mobeds have been teaching you to go back into your mother's womb. Mysticism and Sufism say, "Sir, don't be afraid, die. Go forward, go forward. We are behind you. Don't be afraid. You must understand. Die, die, in this love, die." So anyone who died outside of this love, it doesn't matter at all. He really died. How did he die? He is from above but has not yet gone above. Will he go? He will definitely go. Except for the group that are Sufi killers. All the people of mysticism, the only ones who have killed a Sufi or a complete human or have had one killed, they are in a special place for all eternity. The rest of the people are not like this. What is their problem? Meaning, if a complete human of an era is killed, even if that complete human forgives, God forgives, the prophets forgive, beings forgive, the universe forgives, as long as one restart followers of that era does not forgive, this person is not forgiven. Meaning, if the complete human is killed now, me for example, if I become the complete human, I will not forgive. The core of the issue goes beyond these words. Except for them, everyone else goes up. Their path is upward anyway. But now we came from the mother's womb to planet Earth. Did you go up? No, Mr. Husseini, we actually came down. Which up?
Up means come out of this shithole of eating and sleeping and shitting. Understand? Go work. Don't say what is work. Come out and see what things exist. So when was Eve created? Eve doesn't mean woman. It means a partner. Well, when you are in your mom's womb, whether you are male or female, you don't have a partner next to you to marry. When you came out of your mom's womb, from another womb, another partner came out and you got married. Eve was created with Adam in this way too. Where do Adam and Eve find each other? Outside their mommy's wombs. It's logical too. Get out of paradise. They both fell out of paradise. They came into the universe. Now we have to find each other. One is in Italy, one is in Siberia or Japan. They run into each other and get married. Then they keep going back inside the mom's womb to see that Socrates means this, Plato, Rumi means this. We return to one subject to see what's going on in there. Die, die. Die in this love, die. When you have died in this love, you will all receive the Spirit. You can only die in the love of that beautiful one. How should we die? Slowly, after episode 100, we will explain. We will explain death from what is in the books of the people of mysticism, not me explaining. We are too foolish for these things. We will explain based on the writings of mysticism. Die, die in this love, die. Do you understand? No, Mr. Husseini, I don't understand either. When you have died in this love, you will all receive the Spirit. Then you become receptive to the Spirit. What does receptiveness to the Spirit mean? It means we are iron going towards a magnet, meaning the magnetic field gravities have an effect there. Mr. Husseini, I am gold. It's not possible, my dear, my beautiful one. You are golden, but you are not attracted to the magnet. The magnet attracts iron.
Die, die, and do not fear this death, for from this earth you shall rise and seize the heavens. Seize the heavens means you go to the dimension of time. Why? Because as long as the heavens exist, the dimension of time exists. As long as the sun revolves in the universal space, the earth revolves around the sun. In the universal space, the Milky Way galaxy is moving. Andromeda is moving. As long as it's moving, there is time. As long as it's coming to, there is time. As long as it's getting old, there is time. As long as there is past, future, and present, there is time. So he says, from this earth you shall rise and seize the heavens. Meaning you go to a place where you understand all the heavens. There the dimension of time disappears, time no longer exists. Then you have to go back and see what it was like in the new mother's womb, the one that contained the heavens. Now the next X-ray has to be produced. A scientist comes out again. We have to ride in cars again. We have to keep going like this. Where should we go? We go to see what we see under the microscope, what we see in the telescope above. Its depth is completely different. This time there is no light for the light to bend, for us to say it's like an arch, for the curvature of space to come into being. Now we pass through this hole. Maybe we can reach another place more easily in that dimension from this distance. Distance means the virtual world. Die, die, and from this self be severed, for this self is like a chain, and you are like a prisoner. He is explaining somewhere. In the body, here he is explaining that if you see me dying, I am dying for that love. Before I die, I know how to do this scientifically. A being is pointing here, saying this self is like a chain. If it is a chain, you are still a prisoner. Meaning you can go up to a certain point. It's a chain after all. Your four limbs are tied. Meaning a chain, it's something that when you die, something is torn from you. Meaning, besides your physical body, besides the body, something else is torn away with you. Ah, very important. What does it mean? It means maybe you do bad things, you kill people, you steal, you betray, you do these things. It takes a form called, for example, the self. Imagine it stuck to the tail, for instance, the butt of your soul. When you die, the soul doesn't go up. This thing is stuck. It's corded. It won't let it go up. For example, he says it's like a balloon. It's stuck. You have to give something down for this balloon to go up. What is it that they throw down from the balloon so the balloon goes up? One of them is money, one is pistachios, one is status. You have to throw this out of this balloon. The balloon doesn't go up, it's heavier than it can go up. The soul is like this too. Take a pickaxe to dig a hole in the prison. When you have broken the prison, you are all kings and princes. Meaning you all become kings after that. Everyone becomes a king. It's logical, it's scientific. The explanation is cool. Die, die before the beautiful king. When you have died before the king, you are all kings and sovereigns. So you have to find that beautiful one and die at his feet. So that story, Zoroaster, Abraham, sacrificing his son Ishmael, is a story. So Eid al-Adha is a story. This is not the Eid al-Adha that Muslims celebrate. The real Eid al-Adha is 108,000 years old. You have to kill someone, something. What do you have to kill? Do you have to kill in the middle of the street? Oh, don't say it, Mr. Hosseini. We don't even kill cockroaches. We are also vegetarian. We don't eat meat. Thank you for listening to this program. I leave you to the same dimension of time, because the dimension of time is the best thing that has held you tightly here, and this dimension of time is like a chain, and you are still a prisoner. The self has the dimension of time. We leave you to yourself so that you may know it, so that when you want to let it go, you don't cry for it. When you want to cut off the head of yourself, you do it with joy, knowing what filth it is. Go to Evin prison, let them torture you, pull out your legs, pull out your nails, so you understand what kind of government is ruling over you, so that when you want to leave or get angry, your heart doesn't burn for it. Don't look at how he also has a wife. He goes and kisses his child. No, the souls of wolves and dogs are separate, but united are the souls of the lions of God. His face is human, but his soul is not. And the story is different. I leave you to yourself to know this filth in order to cut it and save yourself for the other world. Farewell.